Listen to your children praying. Send us love. Send us power. Send us grace. Amen. Tonight, as we gather in a circle around this cross, there will be a time when all are invited to pray for healing in their lives and in this world. In the quiet darkness, we can become aware of the need and suffering within and around us.
What is our need? Maybe we're angry and exhausted by our week. Maybe we are aware of how we have failed to love someone. Maybe we are grieving, lonely, or full of doubt. Maybe we are mindful of the suffering in our neighbors or in the wider world. Longing for the life and drawn by God's promise, we come to the cross, to Christ Jesus.
The service of healing is simple. Some will kneel to pray for healing, or sit at the chair. Others will come and place a hand on their shoulder or head. After a time, we will all say the prayer for healing together.
You may light a candle as a witness to your prayer. We will gather in circles of healing until all who want have come forward.
At the end of the service tonight, after the dismissal, you may linger in the darkened room to pray as long as you wish, alone or with another, to light a candle. As you leave, please do so quietly so that others may remain here in prayer. We continue with a sung meditation. Our singing this evening is a way of breathing together our prayers before God.
Thank you.
reading from the 5th chapter of Luke. One day while Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting nearby. They had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem, and the power of God was with him to heal. Just then, some people came, carrying their paralyzed friend on a bed.
Sometimes we do not have the strength to come to God. We are weak. We are weary. We are afraid. It is then that we are carried by faithful friends or family members. We are carried by others in the arms of hope.
They were trying to bring him and lay him before Jesus, but finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus.
Sometimes there are many barriers between us and God's love. Old pains, hurtful memories, deep doubts, fear of rejection. Even the church itself can seem to crowd us out, to make no room to receive us. But faith finds a way to rearrange the furniture, to make openings where there were none, even to change structures in order to make clear the path to Jesus. Paul says, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. The pain of dealing with change is very real in our lives, and at times we may question whether we will be able to make it through. But Paul assures us that our present suffering will indeed pale in comparison to that glorious future which God has in store for us through Christ.
When Jesus saw their faith, he said, Friends, your sins are forgiven you. Then the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, Who is this who is speaking blasphemies? Who can forgive sin except God alone?
So often we think we need a physical cure, when the deepest truth is that we need forgiveness, the deepest of all healing. We need a fresh start in our relationships. We need to be released from the past. We need the mending mercy that brings wholeness and peace.
So that the people would know that Jesus had the authority to forgive sins, he said to the one that was paralyzed, I say to you, stand up and take your bed and go to your home. Immediately he stood up before him, took what he had been lying on, and went to his home, glorifying God. Amazement seized all of them.
Perhaps the most amazing miracle is that after we have been carried by faith into the presence of Jesus, forgiven and set free, we are then sent home. We are sent back to our ordinary lives, to our neighbors, friends, and family, back to our daily rhythms of waking and sleeping, working and resting, studying and playing. For it is there, at home, that God promises to live with us, inviting us each day into a way of life that seems strange to many, but which is the way of Christ Jesus, the way of healing, the way of forgiveness, the way of peace. This is the word of life.
Thanks be to God. When the music starts, we will begin circles of healing. We offer ourselves as living intercessions for the healing the world needs.
Come, all you who long for healing and wholeness for yourself or others. Come alone and kneel, or come with a friend. Stand behind someone to say the word of healing for them. Please watch so that no one comes up to be left kneeling alone. Rise and stand beside them.
After a time, all of us will say the prayer of healing together. So that we may pray with one voice, let us learn that prayer now. Please repeat after me. Spirit of the living God.
Spirit of the living God.
Present with us now.
Present with us now.
Enter you, body, mind, and spirit.
enter you, body, mind, and spirit,
and heal you of all that harms you,
and heal you of all that harms you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Following this prayer, one person may use water to make the sign of the cross on the forehead of the person kneeling, and a reminder of the baptismal grace that heals and frees us every day.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. And so come, you who are longing for joy and release, you who ache in body or in spirit.
Come, you who struggle with relationships or worry about the future, you who feel deeply the divisions of injustices in our world.
Come, you who yearn for an earth redeemed from its suffering, for its air and water, for new life, for all of its precious creatures.
Come, you who have sensed the possibility of justice and peace, and who long for God's power and presence to do what is needed.
We wait until the music begins, and then when you feel drawn, come."
Together. Spirit of the living God, present with us now, enter you, body, mind, and spirit, and heal you of all that harms you. In Jesus' name, amen. Together. Spirit of the living God, present with us now, enter you, body, mind, and spirit, and heal you of all that harms you. In Jesus' name, amen.
My peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Trouble not your hearts. My peace I leave you. My peace I give you. Be not afraid.
Let us pray together. Spirit of the living God, present with us now, enter you, body, mind, and spirit, and heal you of all that harms you. In Jesus' name, amen. Together. Spirit of the living God, present with us now, enter you, body, mind, and spirit, and heal you of all that harms you. In Jesus' name, amen. We pray together. We give thanks, O God, that in Jesus you have come to know our sufferings and to heal us. We thank you for calling us this night to be part and healing one another. Give us your Holy Spirit that we may be faithful to your call and grateful for your power. Send us into the world transformed and transforming. In Jesus' name, amen. You may go in peace to serve and love our gracious God, or remain and continue in prayer. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
When I call, answer me.